Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The Pickle Bar. It has six great flavors of slushies. The Pickle Bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket. You should go stock up now. Yeah, I got the NCAA wrestling semifinals coming up tonight. Six Nittany Lions are in it. Penn State on the doorstep of another national championship. And then the NCAA basketball tournament this weekend. Wow. Stock up now. Get in the car, put it on 1070. Sure, Matt's got five, six different things to whine and complain about in the next hour. Should be entertaining.
I'm just nauseated by this all this Deshaun Watson nonsense.
You become a draw.
It's now a five-year, $230 million deal. Every bit of it is guaranteed. It just amazes me, year after year after year, how stupid teams are in putting themselves in cap hell with these insane deals. And Cleveland's still got a lot of problems.
So are you labeling the Browns dopes?
A little bit, yeah, for guaranteeing a guy that you had to sit down with to make sure he's going to be okay off the field with the law, and are going to give him $230 million? It's ludicrous. I get you have to do what you have to do. I'm not naive to that. I get he's cleared, but just, I don't know. This whole thing is nauseating to me. It's a new record for the highest guarantee given to any NFL player.
Right. Because, Kirk Cousins had it before, right?
Yeah. And now Baker Mayfield has informed the Browns he'd prefer to be traded to the Colts.
Great. Perfect. See, this is really great for you because that means neither one goes into the NFC.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? I'm okay with that.
Well, no. If they both went to the NFC, you'd be out of the playoffs. I know you think you're really good. You aren't. All right.
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
But this just in, too. The Steelers are screwed.
Well, again, in their division, they've got the fourth best quarterback. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You got Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. You got Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. You got Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. I mean, the Steelers have probably the fourth best quarterback situation in a four-team division. Now, are the Steelers better in other areas? Yes. Do I think Mitchell Trubisky makes their quarterback situation better than it was a week ago today? Yeah. But he still has a lot to prove at this level. He has a lot to prove at this level. But, you know, it's guaranteed money. And Baker Mayfield, you know, at home with Baker Mayfield may now be Lucas Oil Stadium. No? They need a quarterback. They need a quarterback. I'll say this. Frank Reich knows what he's doing when it comes to quarterback. But so is Kevin Stefanski. It's not like Kevin Stefanski isn't quarterback friendly. And this is a great opportunity now for Watson get himself back on the field. You know, he made the playoffs a couple times with Houston. And you know darn well that, I mean, Watson is a good player. I mean, there's no getting around it. Is he an elite quarterback? I wouldn't say that yet about him. He hasn't done enough. But, yeah.
Now, the Browns and Texans are still finalizing the official trade compensation, but expected to include 3 first-round picks, a 3rd-round pick, and potentially a 5th-round pick, according to Adam Schefter.
Who did they just get at wide receiver? They just picked up a wideout, right? Because that's why they're getting rid of Landry.
Well, that was Amari Cooper they traded for.
Amari Cooper,
yeah.
Good, not great. Good, not great.
Well, if I'm Indy, I'm not happy that he went to that Deshaun Watson went to Cleveland and not to Atlanta, because if he had gone to Atlanta, Matt Ryan would be a much better setup there than Baker Mayfield, in my opinion.
I'm sure, but you know, but it also gets him. It would have also put him in the NFC too. Keeps him in the AFC, so that's what they can't be thrilled about.
Right. I'm happy with it, of course. I'm glad. I'd rather them stay in the AFC. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. You don't need any competition. You're just trying to get there with no competition. Just kidding. I'm telling you, you're going to keep Fletcher Cox. I mean, you'll be fine there.
Yeah, that looks good. It looks like it's going to be a 1-year, $14 million, fully guaranteed type of deal.
You know, and he'll play probably half the games. And enjoy Claude Giroux, by the way.
It's time for him to go.
Just played his 1,000th game, by the way. Just played his 1,000th game with Philadelphia. Good for him. Time for him to go. It's only time for him to go because right now he's wasting his time there. They didn't put enough of a team around him.
He's been wasting his time for the last at least 3 or 4 years.
Telling you right now, people want him. There's a reason people want him.
Of course they do, and they should.
The guy can play.
Yeah.
Okay? There's only so much one guy can do. I know in this show. All right. It's only so much one guy can do.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Man, really? All right, so let's get everybody up to date on the NCAA basketball tournament. Again, 6, we don't have to do anything on the wrestling because they've got 6 through the semifinals. There's nobody left, by the way, in consolations. Nobody. So we don't have to. We don't have to tell you anything about that. The 6 you expected into the semifinals are all there. They all won earlier today. So that'll be tonight. As for the NCAA basketball tournament, Villanova's up 16 on Delaware, 51-35 with 15.5 to play. Halftime, Miami leads USC 31-20. But see, these are like 10-7s. Like, you're talking about, to me, these are pick 'em games. 8-9, 7-10. I mean, they're just seeded. It's like, it's an upset. Just slow down, okay? They're pick 'em games. Ohio State won by 13. Auburn won by 19. Texas Tech won by 35. Purdue won by 22. Again, nothing of note this afternoon in that regard. In the Purdue game, they are so happy they took Jaden Ivey with them today. Ivy had 22. It was great. Edie had 16. Until Purdue advances. And $230 million deal. You're just mad because he's getting more money than you.
Trust me, if I were mad about that, then I would be long mad between baseball and now these deals in the NFL.
Excuse me. You've been long mad about everything on this show for a couple of years now.
Well,
and I think it's affecting you.
I can't really deny that.
South Carolina, by the way, women's basketball beat Howard 71-79-21. Oh yeah, breaking news. Browns and Texans finalizing trade. Really? Hey, thanks, Adam. We had it on 20 minutes ago. Florida Gulf Coast and women's basketball leads Virginia Tech. Good for them. All right. Yeah, so there really isn't a lot of madness right now on the women's side, but it's all right.
We do have Bucknell and Fordham tonight, WNIT, but still postseason play for the Bison.
No, it's good. I think what there's 64 teams in that WNIT, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Hey, title's a title. Go for it. Have some fun with it. Yeah. That game is at Fordham?
At Fordham tonight at 7.
Right. Yeah, because I was talking to the suit today, and he was a little confused. He says, is it Fordham? I'm like, oh, no, what are we doing here? Fordham? Really? He worries me. You got to see when they go to play Holy Cross what he does to Worcester. Total butchering. Total butchering. Worcester. All right. So, yeah, $230 million deal for Deshaun Watson to get out of Houston to go to Cleveland. Wow. 5-year deal. Guaranteed. He gets $184 million the first 4 years. That's a $48 million raise over what he was scheduled to make under his current contract. And the $230 is fully guaranteed. That is just phenomenal. Baker Mayfield had requested a trade. Well, smart on your part. So there you go. The Browns are making moves. David Ajabo, by the way, did you hear about this?
Oh, I know. That didn't look good. I'm not happy about that.
They were doing the pro day at Michigan today. Penn State's is Thursday next week. And evidently he injured his leg on pro day. And it didn't look good. And he's a first-round pick. And as you know from the Penn State game, I mean, how big we were, between Hutchinson and Ajabo, I mean, that was a 1-2 edge-rushing dynamic duo there. And I feel awful for Ajabo. Again, these injuries can – that's what gets me all the time about the guys sitting out games all the time. These things happen when nothing happens. In other words, there's no contact. They're not playing a game. He got hurt. I mean, do you know how many guys I've seen get hurt in practice in non-contact injuries? I could sit here and write a book about the number of guys I've seen that got hurt in non-contact injuries. Like, really? Yeah, you cut the wrong way, something doesn't give, or it gives too much. It's like, ugh, it's awful. It's awful, but that's why I want to hear, they got to hold him out. You know, he might get hurt. I'm like, he can get hurt in practice, for goodness sakes. That's something I've railed about for a long time, you know, load management and things like that. I'm like, just knock it off. I got it. You don't want to play. Okay, fine. You know, if I'm running the organization, I say, you know what, no problem. We'll get somebody in here who wants to. You know how many games Michael Jordan missed during the 3-game run? The last 3-game run to the title?
That'd be 0.
Yeah, he didn't miss a single game. Didn't miss a single game. Right? But that's because you played. You played. Let me see, where's Jordan? Just for the heck of it, Jordan stats. So you're going to talk about Jordan stats. Okay? So you play 82 games in the season. Jordan. 6 championships for the Bulls. Okay? These are the games that Jordan played in his career. Okay? Jordan. 82. Then, of course, he hurt his knee, 18. He came back from the knee injury in 87. 82. In 88, 82. 89, 81. 90, 82. 91. Okay? 82. 92, 80. 93, 78. Then, of course, he came back on this date in 95. He played 17 the rest of the year. Then, the last 3 years of the Bulls, 82, 82, 82. I mean, holding himself out? Really? I mean, Washington was obviously a little bit different. He played 60 games 1 year, but then he played 82 his last year in the league. How about that? Last year in the league, played 82. I mean, even a preseason game here, he played. All right, then you add in what he did in the playoffs. Let's see. Never missed a game in college. Nope. Let me see. Where's his playoff numbers here? Playoff numbers. He played 179 games in the playoffs. Unreal. Didn't look fatigued to me when he was playing. And what about you?
Not really, no.
Okay. You're talking about he is 31. Let's see. Check it. He is 32, 82 games. 33, 82 games. 34, 82 games. Okay? 39, 82 games. I mean, really? You know, the Bulls come to your town, and guess who shows up? Right? And you expect him to play, Michael Jordan. I mean, if you had a ticket to see the Bulls play, whether it was at home or on the road, he showed up and played. These guys, nah. Load management. I might be too tired for the playoffs. Like, you know what? Really? You're too tired? You know what? There's a concert tonight. I think I'm going to go to that instead. You know, I heard you too. I heard Bono's showing up. We're good. I'm going to go watch that. There's a lot of entertainment options out there. There's going to be more and more now that we're finally moving our way out of this pandemic. We're not completely out of it, but, you know, there's going to be more and more options out there. I mean, Matt can't wait to watch Lady Gaga.
I love Lady Gaga.
It's funny because she said the same thing about you. All right, we'll come back.
Brings me back to my high school days.
You knew Lady Gaga in high school?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, well, not her personally, but music, yeah.
Sounds to me like, you know, there's a lot more to this story. I'd like to delve into it, but we are financially obligated to take a break on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Bounce, Nedefo.
Oh, pretty.
Gives it up, Drame with the deuce.
Taking a little time off the clock.
St. Peter's up by 5. 3. Oh. Good! Tie, Washington! Seconds left. Washington makes the move towards the rim. Shibue looking to pass it off. Jumper, Grady, off the back of the iron. Edwards got it. And he's fouled by Mintz. Wheeler gives it up. Brooks, the jumper. No good. You can feel the madness. St. Peter's
pulls off the upset.
Ian Eagle, Jim Sparnacle, Kentucky, gone.
Now, with that, I have a question for you, Steve.
Yeah.
Who called Oral Roberts at Ohio State last year?
I think it was Ian Eagle and Jim Sparnacle, right?
You are correct. That's two in a row for Ian.
Yeah. Just depends on what region they send you to, man. It's like you just sort of luck into these things. Villanova's up 20 with 10 minutes to go.
Yeah, I've shut that game off in the newsroom now.
No, I mean, really. I mean, seriously, the afternoon, I'm telling you, when you have a day like yesterday, every coach from these favorite teams went in and said, see what happened? Go play.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. You got the wrestling semifinals tonight. You got the NCAA basketball tournament. Stock up now. Just get in the car. It's a beautiful afternoon. Enjoy a beverage on the deck. Come on. Hey, you listen to Matt. Matt had several beverages before the show. You can tell. What? No?
I did enjoy one yesterday for St. Paddy's Day.
Good. Now, a friend of mine told me you put blue dye in the bottom of the glass, and then actually that's what turns it green. Not green dye, but blue dye. True?
I didn't know that. I haven't tried it.
Oh, it's just, you got to start living. You got to start living. You can't live in an insulated world of hate. Have some fun. Have a little bit of fun. I want you to enjoy life. Everything is not a crisis. Oh, imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. At Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. What a great day to go check out vehicles. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. All right. So we're going to do picks here? Where's the King?
King just called me from a walk-in clinic. He said he's sick, so he can't join us today. Hopefully, he didn't sound too good, so I hope he's doing okay.
All right.
So, yeah, he just called a little while ago. So, we won't count them officially toward our pick count, but we'll still do our picks for tonight and Final Four and all that good stuff in the final segment, just you and me.
All right, yeah. So let me give you a pick'em story from years ago. You'll love this. So, okay, story time with Steve. Okay. All right. Penn State is going to play Cincinnati at Riverfront Stadium. And it turned out it was a game where I started out as the third guy, and then because Gil Santos had to leave early, I ended up being the color analyst for the second half of the game. Okay. All right. But we would do a roundtable with Joe Paterno for the pregame. So it was George Paterno, Stan Saverin, Gil Santos, John Grant, me, the five of us. And we'd have Joe there for like 45 minutes, and we'd do it. Okay. And I learned so much sitting there with those four great people. I learned so much. Made me so much better just by working with them. Well, it turned out that when we were in Cincinnati, I flew with the team, so I'm there. Gil came in from Boston. I think Stan drove in from Pittsburgh. George flew in from Long Island. But John Grant decided to go with a group of buddies in a motorhome. Well, we're getting ready to tape the show. John's not there yet. Okay. So John's not there yet. So we taped the show. And at the end, we always did a segment. We would pick the score of the game. Okay. So we get to that, and Gil with greatest sense of humor, says, "All right, guys, let's now pick the score of the game as how we think it'll turn out today. And since John's not here for the pregame, I said, we'll not only pick what we think the score will be, we'll also pick what we think John would give the score based on John's football knowledge." Which, of course, you know is dangerous. Okay. All right. So he says, and Gil says, "I'll go first. I think Penn State will beat Cincinnati. The final will be 41-7. And let's see. John would say Cincinnati 38, Penn State 3. Of course, we all start laughing. Right? He said, "Steve, you go second." And I said, "Okay." I said, "I think Penn State will win the game 38-10. I said, "John would say the final will be Cincinnati 37, Penn State 1. And he says, and Gil says, "One? You can't have one." And I said, "Yes, but you said this was based on John's football knowledge." Now, of course, we're playing it back in the booth. And, of course, John's now there. And he looks over at me. And he used a word where the last part of it, like, he looks at me and he had a smile on his face when he said it, but the last word, the last part of the word was whole.
I figured that some sort of that reaction would come. That's awesome.
But everybody just, like, stands laughing. I said, "Look, let's just have some fun with this thing. Why not?" And Gil says, "Very good, I like that."
There you go.
And then John, we go to a commercial break, and John says, "My buddies, so loyal." I looked like a what? Wait, we do something wrong here? So yeah, we're not going to pick up the way Kevin thinks. We won't do that. You know, look, his guy Calipari's out, so he's happy. All right?
Like, that's true. Happy. That probably made his entire tournament watching that game last night.
He's good. So, yeah. His guy Calipari is out. Although he always calls him Calipari. I'll tell you, you look at the last 2 years with John. They didn't make the tournament last year. Okay, and COVID, look, COVID affected so many teams in so many different ways. And I want, in a personal note, honestly, I feel like you and Lisa are fortunate that Luke and Mark are so young right now, because they're not in school at this particular point.
You better believe it. Oh, yeah.
It's because there's a lot of parents that I know that their kids struggle with the Zoom part of it. You know, some did okay. Some struggle with it, you know, and they didn't have the social interaction, things like that. There's a lot of different layers to this. That's why I feel like you were fortunate with that along the way. So back to teams, same thing with them. I mean, to be honest with you, they had to do all their classes on Zoom, everything. They had to stay totally isolated, right? They could only be around their teammates. They couldn't go out and do anything. They got tested every day. Every morning they came in, first thing. I mean, I remember being there. I was there one morning. Boy, the tests were all lined up on the table in the front of Lash. Okay? Same thing with basketball. You know, I went by one day, and, you know, John Salazar was doing the daily testing for John Herrera and Miles Dredd and those guys. I'm like, oh, jeez. You know, it's just the way it was. And that was every single day. And then every afternoon, the trainers, Andy Muttenham, or for football, or at that point it was John Salazar. John now oversees other trainers at Penn State. But they'd nervously sit there and wait to see what the results were. Okay, good. All right, we're fine. We can play. We're good. And that's what, you know, that's how it was every day. And every day they wake up, are we going to be able to practice today? Every day they wake up, we're going to play today. Every day they wake up, you know. I taught class in person last year in the fall, as you know, Matt. I only have one class, but I taught the class in person. Okay? Every single student in the last week of the semester that we were allowed to be in person, every one of them to a person came up to me and thanked me for doing it because it's the one time they got out of their apartment or their dorm. They said it was the one class that felt normal to them. I mean that's the part that, like, so we talk about, like, going through COVID. You know, Penn State, they went 4-5. Okay, Kentucky didn't make the NCAA tournament. Duke didn't do all that well with it last year. A lot of people just didn't do well with it. But now this year, everything's normal. Kentucky's having a really good year. They didn't win the SEC tournament, but they got bounced last night. That's 2 years in a row where it's like, okay, like, you got to, and they've changed what they're doing. They're not a one and done group anymore. I mean, he's got a couple one and duns in there, but they also have several veterans. I mean, Oscar Tshiebwe is not a kid, you know, among others. So it's very interesting. As to how everybody has reacted and how they've reacted to the bounce back from COVID. That's the other part, too. How you react to the bounce back from it. And it's going to be an interesting year for a lot of people in that regard, too, is now you feel like, you know what? I mean, I went to 4 winter workouts for Penn State. So I went to 4 of them. Usually I only go to 1. Okay? Usually I only go to 1. This time I went to 4 of them. Yeah? And it's just, and I did go to 1 last year. I did get to 1 last year. And believe it or not, in 2020, I went to 1. I went to the last one because at that point, it wasn't an issue at this point. Okay? So I did, you know, I went to 1 in 20. It was the last one I went to in 2020. It was early March before I went on the road trip to Northwestern. And then I went to 1 last year. I went to 4 this year. The feeling of normalcy as to how they're going about it, what a difference it's made. And it's got to be that on every campus across the country. It's got to be. You know? Because, I mean, what scares me, though, is if, like, Luke and Mark, like, and Lisa's working and you have to do homeschooling, I'm scared. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a different issue. No?
I'd be a little nervous myself.
Imagine how Lisa feels. Just kidding. I'm just glad that as a parent, you got to be thrilled that we're here. It's not perfect yet. Something else could happen and maybe set us back a little bit. But for the most part, we're really on the path to being out of it. I'm not saying it's perfect. There may be a moment or two we've got to fall back. But, you know, for a parent, you got to feel pretty good about that.
No question at all.
You know? And this is what coaches had to deal with. Because, look, coaches in some ways are pseudo-parents when they're going through this. I mean, they had to take care of all this. So they're taking Zoom. They're getting tested every day. They wake up every day. They don't know if they're playing. It's like, hey, yay, yay, yay. And all of you have your own personal stories along the way that are probably similar in some ways. You know, I'm just relating what I know. Now, it never affected this show, obviously. Never did, because we're doing the show exactly the same way we always did. I mean, I know Matt was in and out a few times, right? You were in and out a few times.
I did it from home.
You had to do the show from home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't miss any. All right, so, what? Sound like Michael Jordan. All right. Oh, it's 72 degrees here.
Woo.
About that. All right, we'll do some quick picks here in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKLK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
So I looked at that mandate in New York that they said they're going to keep indefinitely on unvaccinated players. You know, the unvaccinated in the private sector, which includes the players.
Correct.
All right. But the last line of the story says unvaccinated players on opposing teams can play. Is that true?
I've been so confused by it. I it could be right. I have no idea.
Yeah, I have. Wow. Like, no idea? How about that? I have. Holy mackerel. That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about it.
Same.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say about it. It's a, in other words, instead of having unvaccinated players on opposing teams, when you come to New York, you can't play. Evidently, they can, but your guys can't. Okay, I'll let you go here. Go ahead. I'm just saying.
I know. I'm with you.
There's a little like confusion to me in that. That's, you know, a lack of consistency. How about that?
Absolutely. But in any events, picks from last week. You and I, Steve, went 5-3. King went 4-4. And you're in the lead at 18-13. I'm 17-14. King is 16-15. Now, that'll stay that way through this week since King's not here today. We'll just pick these just for the heck of it and get our brackets out there.
Absolutely.
So, let's start with tonight's games. Starting with the 6:50 game, Chattanooga and Illinois. Who you got?
Yeah, I like Illinois only because I just think Kofi's just a tough guard. Illinois makes a lot of mistakes. Curbelo has not helped them. He has not. I mean, I thought he'd have another breakout year. He didn't even come close. Kofi's just too tough of a matchup for Chattanooga.
I'll go with Illinois as well. I know there's some hype with Chattanooga that they can pull off an upset, but I don't see it. I think Coburn and the rest of the size that the Illini have are going to dominate, so I'll take the Illini.
Illinois is not a great team. I'll tell you that straight up. They are not.
Now we go to Cal State Fullerton and Duke. Who you got, Steve?
This will be Duke. Duke, I think, size and shooting. Cal State Fullerton is a good team, but this will be one that this will be Duke's night for the opening round.
I'm going with Duke as well, and I got them pretty deep. We'll talk about that a little later.
Okay, good. All right.
All right, now the 6-11 matchup. This would be interesting tonight. Iowa State against LSU with now no more of your boy, Will Wade.
Hard because Iowa State did not play well down the stretch. Did not. LSU, confused. I'll go with Iowa State just to change things up. But you know what? Let's go that route.
I've got Iowa State as well. I don't know what this LSU team's going to look like with all the distractions off the court. So I'm going with the Cyclones. Next one, Wright State and Arizona.
Oh, this will be Arizona. Arizona's really, really good. I think Arizona not only wins, but they clear 90 in doing it. Wright State is very good offensively. They're not very good defensively.
I agree. Zona outright, and I could see them getting into that 90 range. Now another 5-12 matchup, UAB and Houston.
This will be a really good game. I think it's going to be Houston, but very close.
I am sticking with Houston as well. Now, the next one, 7-10 matchup, Davidson. Big win in the A-10 tourney against Michigan State.
Ooh, close game. I think in the end, Michigan State survives. But here's Michigan State's big problem. They turn it over too much. I mean, I don't mean a little bit. They turn it over a lot.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous with this pick, but I'm sticking with Michigan State. It's because I just think they're the better team, but you never know with these things. But I'm going with Michigan State. And now, the game of the night. Colgate, Wisconsin.
I said Wisconsin by 7. I'm going to stick with that. I think Wisconsin, in the last 7 or 8 minutes, you know, they'll hit some free throws to give them a margin, like 7 to win. You know, Davidson will hit a couple free throws. But I think it's going to be a close game almost all night, especially for the first 35 minutes.
Colgate, let's go, baby. They get it done. They have a couple of guys. They have many different guys that can shoot. Starting 5, bench. Somebody makes a big shot late. And Raiders put up another big one in this March Madness. They are the game of the night. And then finally for tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, it's also very late, too. It's
yes, it's nine. This is not 9:50 start.
9:50.
Yeah, the 9:57. It's TCU and Seton Hall. I got TCU.
Yeah. That game?
Yeah.
Boy, I like how Jamie's team's playing, but I'm going to go with Seton Hall to win.
Okay. And then Final Four, I have Duke. I had Kentucky. That's done. Arizona and Kansas. Duke, Kansas in the championship with Kansas winning.
See, I've got Arizona, Gonzaga, and then I'm already blown up. I picked Kentucky and Iowa.
Oh.
I got blown up on opening day.
Ah.
Got blown up on opening day. And you know what? The one that I was uneasiest about was Kentucky, not Iowa. How about that?
Dang.
No, I got blown up right away. I'm that driftwood in the water in Titanic.